This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. 2023 is shaping up to be the hottest year on record, and temperature affects travel. The tourism industry is starting to see shifts in where people are booking trips and what seasons they decide to leave home. Ali Budner has more.
Weather has always had a pretty strong influence on people's decisions about where to travel, but climate change is ramping that up.
Concerns about heat waves, wildfires, hurricanes, things like that are showing up more and more in our conversations with travelers.
David Bratton runs Destination Analysts, a market research company focused on travel and tourism.
And these will ultimately, you know, affect the destinations they go to, the timing of their trip, and even what they do when they're there.
Bratton says we're still on the early edge of this trend, but it could deter people from going to some places and lure them to others. Brooke Hansen is with the School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at the University of South Florida.
I recently saw some tourism promotion for Maine, and they were saying, hey, come here. We're not as hot as the rest of you. So we're going to see that shift in marketing happening as well.
Because of rising global temperatures, Hansen says, there may be growing interest in the more temperate shoulder seasons, fall and spring. Hansen says her own state of Florida could see a net loss in tourism year-round, since most of its top destinations are coastal.
We're already a hot state, and we're heating up even more, and we are very vulnerable to sea level rise.
But she says there's this small counterbalancing phenomenon at play.
People also want to go see places that are extremely affected by climate change before they're gone.
It's called last chance tourism, seeing the beaches and the glaciers, the forests, the animals, and even the cities that might change or disappear. Some people are also drawn to experience the extreme conditions of climate change for themselves, like the Death Valley visitors who posed for selfies this summer with digital readouts at above 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Melissa Chiella is with Bindlestiff Tours, an adventure travel company that operates mostly in the western United States.
People still want to go to Death Valley. You know, we have tons of bookings because they want to almost experience that extremity.
Chiella did say they had to cancel two recent tours to Death Valley when temperatures hit above 125. She also says they've seen more interest in their Alaska tours and more trips than usual booked for the cooler months this year. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.